and so on. So let's just talk for a moment and remind everyone that every device, whether it's a PC, a laptop, a firewall, an Internet of Thing device like a coffee maker or whatever, you know, they all create what we call telemetry data and information. And these are usually kept in logs. And those logs are then sent out and into a, what we call like a data lake or, you know, data repository. And then they are ingested into, like we've talked about, a SIM.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to TOS C3 Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of TOS C3, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Neil. How are you this week?
Fantastic. And today's topic is Splunk augmentation. And guess what? I have no idea what it is. That's why you're the expert in cybersecurity. And I'm just going to pass it on to you.
Well, let's talk about what Splunk is. First of all, it's a tool that's used mostly in the enterprise. And I'm talking about, you know, the Fortune 1000 level companies, you know, the ones that have massive amounts of data and the massive amounts of employees, massive amounts of devices, and so on. So let's just talk for a moment and remind everyone that every device, whether it's a PC, a laptop, a firewall, an Internet of Thing device like a coffee maker or whatever, you know, they all create what we call telemetry data and information. And these are usually kept in logs. And those logs are then sent out and into a, what we call like a data lake or, you know, data repository. And then they are ingested into, like we've talked about, a SIM or some type of tool that can sort and make sense of the data, run reports against it, look for, you know, threat vectors, you know, analyze, maybe sift and sort and present data in such a way that cybersecurity analysts, the SOC analysts, can take, you know, remediative steps or preventative steps based upon, you know, whether they're red or orange or yellow. Alerted. And that's kind of what Splunk does, right? So it takes, you know, all the information from all these places in the data lake, and then it just, you know, you can run queries against it and so on. And it presents all types of useful information and so on. Dashboards you can create and different charts, and you get the idea, right? So it's like a command center, right? For the security operations people. It's amazing. Well, what Splunk augmentation is, one of my number one partners that I work with at TOS is called SentinelOne. They are an AI cybersecurity company. They have a really cool technology, Purple AI, and it goes across, you know, all threat vector platforms. So they protect the enterprise completely from the mobile device, you know, through the servers, through the cloud, everywhere, right? And they have their own data lake that they've created that's extremely fast. And it's what we call kept hot. And hot means that the data is like live on SSD or some super fast storage, ready to go at all times. Now, where is that important? Well, if you tie that with Splunk, you know, Splunk has tens of millions of records that you query through if you're an enterprise, you know, to make a useful report. Well, using native Splunk alone, those can take, you know, minutes and sometimes longer to generate a report. So imagine if you're busy and you want to analyze something and you run a report, it takes 5 minutes to come back. And then you're like, you know, I wonder if you start doing some what if scenarios. I wonder if we look at the attack from this perspective or the potential IPs that we're looking at from this perspective, you know, and then all of a sudden you run it again. It's another 5 minutes. Well, those really add up. What the augmentation can do with SentinelOne is that they can take those tens of millions of records in the query and return them to you like instant. I mean, it's so fast. It's amazing. So now it's extremely useful, you know, to take the power of Splunk. And then now you can really generate your, you know, your what's if scenarios and really go to town on it. That's the first thing this does. The second thing is really for your CISO, your CSO, your CTO, CIO, and your CFO is, you know, because it's SentinelOne's doing this, they're now hosting that data in their data lake and increasing the query speed, as I mentioned, almost 10 times, you know, what you get natively, is that they can reduce the cost. I've seen up to 30%, you know, sometimes even higher on your Splunk cost per month. And, you know, Splunk costs are associated with queries and storage for all this information. So basically, the way I like to put it is SentinelOne can make the Splunk that you have and love better, faster, cheaper.
I mean, how important is it to be running this on a regular basis? The missing components with the hacking, how scary is it? What's happening now, Greg, from let's say when we started 2023 to today, it's gotten very, very, if any business does not have cybersecurity, they're really taking a big chance, aren't they?
It's amazing. I mean, think of the concept of compounding interest in the bank, right? You start off your IRA, you know, with $500 when you're 19. And then by the time you're 75, it's millions and millions and millions of dollars, right? Well, how does that happen? You know, if you looked at it when you were 40, it's not all that impressive. So, you know, compounding works where it's the last later months or years or days where it really just piles up and piles off to such an immense degree. You know, as Napoleon Hill says in his book, Think and Grow Rich, you know, the money comes so quickly and in such a massive volume, almost like a fire hose, that you wonder where it has been all those lean years. And that's really what compounding interest does. Now take that into cybersecurity and let's look at what's happening there. Well, compounding, you know, as you mentioned, years back, you knew about it a bit, not so much. But if you've noticed over the years, it's just been faster and faster and more and more and more until now where we are today. I mean, you can't help but pick up any physical paper or look online, any digital resource that you read. And there's just an amazing amount of attacks happening constantly all day long, every day.
One topic we might have to cover is the latest movie on Netflix, Greg. If you've not seen it, about cybersecurity, the whole thing was cybersecurity, meaning it was a hack. It was basically a hack that destroyed the end of the world. So that's Julia Roberts. It's really good. And it's a really good movie. I wish I knew about it before I watched it. That it was intriguing to see how literally if someone hacked a certain computer system, water supply, airlines, anything, the world's over. That's why we need cybersecurity.
That was a great movie. Let's talk about that next time because I enjoyed that. I just watched that on Tuesday night.
I watched it this week too. I think I watched it on Saturday night. All right, we'll talk about that in the next podcast. But right now, if you want to talk to Greg, is go to TossC3.com and schedule a call with Greg today. Appreciate it, Greg.
Thanks, Neil.
All right, that was the Toss C3 podcast, guys. Take care.